Episode 1107, Pulling the Load.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? I'm on the road again. It is crazy. I hope, though, that you are having a beautiful weekend. Just a very inspiring weekend, a way to build you up. We have so much stuff on our plates nowadays. But the question is, are you pulling the load all by yourself? That's a reflection. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is Reflection Sunday. We like to call it around here Sweet Spirit Sunday. And boy, does my spirit need some rejuvenation. It has been a really, really long week. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you need to understand we are moving cross country. We're moving from the cold north to the warm south. And we are on the road right now. As you're listening to this episode, you're probably like, well, is she there yet? You know that question all the time, are we there yet? I kind of always wonder, will we ever get to where we want to go? And when we're doing that and we're on that journey, are you pulling the load all by yourself? You see, you've got somebody on your team that unfortunately, we tend to close off at the time of stress and overwhelm and frustration, anger, fatigue, even low energy, where we're totally exhausted. We close out God. We forget that He's really the best one we need on our team, and we don't mean to. This is not a guilt trip, but it's a reminder to say, you know what? You've got an incredible God on your side. One who's willing to stand by you through thick and thin, through ice and snow, through rain and sleet, through hot weather and cold weather. All the ups and downs that you face, He's there. But for some reason, we tend to shut Him out. While I was repacking the trailer, because yes, you know, a semi plus two extra loads and then a trailer, like we don't have enough stuff. We have so much stuff, it's ridiculous. But I needed to repack the trailer to balance it. You know that word balance, it gets us every time, doesn't it? And so I'm sitting there with my two youngest boys and then my oldest girl who, you know, remember, we invaded their apartment with the three friends. We've got Peyton and Ashley and Elena. And with all of that, we're unloading stuff and trying to make it all right. And as I'm sitting there, we're talking about the hitch. How is it attached to the truck? Is it balanced right? Are we going to be able to get to where we're going safely? And I thought about my truck. I just had it sent in and made sure everything was checked out right. All the tire pressure was perfect. And I'm sitting there, I've got to pull this load and I got to make sure we're safe. And my boys were like, Mom, we need to make sure we double check because we want to get there safely. You know, on our journey, we're always looking for that safety, the safety net. But we forget that we've got the biggest, greatest one ever. It's your Creator. It's Jesus Christ Himself. God wants you to know that you don't have to do things by yourself. It's not up to you to pull the load. Yes, He expects us and wants us to actually do the work, take action. We're not going to sit here and just all of a sudden miraculously we're, you know, got everything clean. No, we have to put our work into action. But He wants us to know that He is our safety net. He's the one there to pick us up when we're fallen, when we have no more strength left. I have so many bruises right now all over my body. I don't know where they came from. Actually, I do. All the boxes. They're my black and blue marks from this move. They'll slowly fade. But when you're in the moment, you're trying to do everything by your own strength. And God says you don't have to do that. Rely on Me. So today, what are you trying to do under your own strength? As I sit here for just a moment before we leave and hit the road again, I'm reminded of a Bible verse. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Romans 8:28. You have been called to a purpose. You weren't created by accident. You just weren't a fly-by-the-night oopsie. You matter. Everything you do creates impact. It has a ripple effect. So when you're trying to do things within your journey, within your walk, what are you trying to do right now? What load are you pulling all by yourself? Today, I want you to take a moment and I want you to reflect and I want you to ask God to come into your life where you are in your season and ask Him to take the reins. Let Him be at the helm. You don't have to be doing this by yourself. As we are sitting here on the road, ready to take off to a new adventure, which I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I know to expect the unexpected because God is creating an incredible adventure before my eyes. And I'm taking it one step at a time. But sometimes those one steps seem like an eternity, just one step. But it doesn't have to feel that way when you've got God on your team. So open up your heart today. Let Him in to the journey that you're on now. Let Him stand with you. Let Him hold you up. Let Him be your strength. Don't do this by yourself. You were created in His image. So even though maybe things seem impossible right now, maybe you're fighting a disease that you got some news from the doctor that you really didn't want to have to deal with. Maybe you're dealing with a family member that things just aren't right. Something's going on. Maybe you're working within your own business and you have hit brick wall after brick wall after brick wall. And sometimes you feel like your dreams are failing. They aren't. It's just one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And when you have God on your side, let Him be the wings beneath you. Let Him carry you. Let Him give you the strength. Ask Him to join in your journey. I know we get so busy. I've been wrapped up in boxes and tape. I feel like I am a tape. You might as well put me in a wardrobe box and send me off somewhere. My mind is kind of just going left and right. But what I do know is that my journey doesn't stop where I am now. There's a whole nother world out there, and God's taking you on a journey. Open up your mind and open up your heart today. Let Him in. I want you to feel His presence around you. Let Him give you His strength. Let Him fill your heart with joy. Let Him put a smile on your face, even though you can be going through some really huge struggles and challenges right now. I just want to pray a prayer over you today, dear Heavenly Father. I lift up to You this beautiful friend and sister in Christ and brother in Christ, Lord. You know exactly where they stand, where they have fallen, the challenges that are meeting them face to face, Lord. I ask that You put a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Create within them a safe space in their heart, Lord. Open their eyes that they may see Your greater joy. Let them see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's You. Even though we can't control everything, You do. And we can rest in Your glory, in Your honor, in Your grace, and in Your mercy. It's in Your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. May this day touch your heart as you go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.